The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
Well, I'll give a royal warrant to supply me with Johnny Walker Blue. That's how I am today.
All right.
So let's talk about it right over.
So let's talk about happy things. Let's talk about Lana Del Rey. And apparently she's had some interesting conversations with Roger Waters.
She's had some very interesting conversations with Roger Waters, and I think she schooled him in the art of don't be a moron, Roger. Too late for that, though. But Lana Del Rey, along with a whole host of other artists, will be heading to Israel to play the Meteor Festival next week. And Roger, because he is the expert on all things Israel and Jewish, of course, you know, he must be. I mean, he must be taking advice from his good friend, Jezza Corbin. But he says, in his very, very patronizing manner, he says he wanted to help clear a couple of things up for her. And he says, I implore you and any other act considering crossing the picket line to perform at the Meteor Festival to consider long and hard. I have no doubt the Israeli promoters are paying top dollar. They are well known for that. Wow. I mean, that's a dangerous stereotype right there. But is the price worth passing up on the road to Damascus and abandoning your Palestinian brothers and sisters to their fate in their hour of need? Now, I would like to point Roger on the road to Damascus, because clearly he's forgotten about Damascus and the rest of Syria, because he is very obsessed with Israel and the Palestinians. And Lana Del Rey was not one to take any nonsense from Roger. And she said to him that we will still be playing our show in Israel. She will be visiting both Israel and the Palestinians. And she says, I look forward to meeting both Palestinian and Israeli children and playing music for everyone. I want peace for both Israel and Palestinian. And she says, I read your statement about taking action. And when you believe, even when you believe in neutrality, I totally understand what you're saying. And this is my action. So he got schooled from Lana Del Rey. And I guess, you know, he would have to resort to what BDS use as their usual tactics, which are normally threats and violence. But Lana Del Rey adds her name to a whole host of other artists who are not going to be taking this nonsense, including Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, who has said any proceeds for his upcoming concert in Israel will go towards music education for Israeli and Palestinian children.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you know what? I love people who are proactive. Fantastic. Okay, Ro, can we just talk about German Chancellor Angela Merkel? She's going to be visiting Israel in October.
Well, she is going to be visiting Israel in October, and this is right after Bibi Netanyahu, who is currently en route to the Baltic states. He's visiting Lithuania, that region. He wants to bolster ties there, but she is coming to visit us in early October, and this is her first visit in 4 years, and this is amid a lot of tension that is growing between the United States and Europe over Iran. You know, a couple of months ago, I think it was in May, President Trump famously pulled the United States out of the 2015 nuclear deal, which offered Iran sanctions relief in exchange for a rollback of his nuclear program. And then recently he signed even more tough sanctions against Iran into legislation. And there's a lot of tension between Europe and the U.S. because the Europeans believe that there should be an easing of sanctions. There are better ways to go about this. They believe in the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal, despite the fact that there have been shown the evidence that our Mossad agents uncovered from the vault in Tehran. So it's going to be a very interesting meeting. Germany has also criticized the Netanyahu government's policies towards our neighbors, the Palestinians, but Germany still remains a very, very close ally of Israel. So we're going to watch this visit with a lot of interest.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be very interesting.
Politics, Chancellor Merkel will be receiving an honorary doctorate from the University of Haifa during her visit.
Fantastic. Likud is introducing a bill to ban Palestinian flags at protests. Is that democratic? Or is it doesn't really matter because they're not Israelis?
Question.
I mean, are they Israelis? Aren't they Israelis?
Well, this raises a very, very interesting question. And it's a big debate that's going on in Israel at the moment. And it is, where is the Likud-led government, where is it taking us? There's been a lot of criticism and a lot of debate over the nation state law. There's been a lot of criticism and debate over recent decision that single fathers and gay couples will not be allowed to use surrogates. And now Likud Chavera Knesset, Anat Berko, said that she will be issuing a bill or putting forward a bill after the Knesset returns from their summer break, in response to protests 2 weeks ago at Rabin Square, in which Palestinian flags were waved and anti-Israel slogans were chanted. And her bill says it would prohibit the Palestinian flag from being raised at demonstrations. But you asked a very interesting question. Are they Israeli citizens? Well, let me be very clear. Palestinians are not Israeli citizens. Israeli Arabs who carry a Tudat Zehut and have citizenship here and are educated here, sometimes serve in the army, partake in the elections here, are Israeli citizens. Palestinians who live in the West Bank and in Gaza are not Israeli citizens. Palestinians who live in the West Bank are citizens or controlled or governed by the Palestinian Authority, and Palestinians in Gaza are governed by Hamas, or rather controlled by Hamas. Now, Berko goes on to say the flags of enemies should not be tolerated in the public sphere. And she's come under a lot of criticism for saying that, or kind of inferring that all Palestinians are enemies. And as you can imagine, this has elicited a very, very strong response from the Joint List, which is the Joint List made up of a number of Arab Harem Knesset and other, you know, more center to left, saying, you know, Israel is still a democracy, and that even though it's deplorable and we disagree with some of the chanting that was said, Israel is still a democracy, and, you know, there is a right to self-expression.
Yeah, very interesting. And I guess this is also a longer conversation because we actually had the situation about a year ago with Israel Awareness Week, or aka Israel Apartheid Week, where, you know, one of the speakers actually recognized one of the speakers who were they're speaking on behalf of BDS. And the guy who I was interviewing said he recognized him and he called him out. He said, I know you. You're from this village next to me and whatever. And he said, how come in Israel you're an Israeli, but when you come to South Africa, you're a Palestinian and you're talking about apartheid? So it's very interesting. And I think that only Israelis will understand the nuances and the realities on the ground. Rolene, that is where we leave it this week, and I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch up with you on Monday. God bless. It's Rolene Marks with the Israel Report.